This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While the pork industry continues to push to expand global demand, the importance of both established and emerging markets is more evident than ever. While long-standing trade relationships remain vital, there's growing momentum behind newer and evolving partnerships. One standout example is Vietnam, a market that's showing steady growth and increasing value for our pork exports. It's a promising sign for producers looking to diversify their global reach. We'll talk with the folks at the National Pork Producers Council next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
During World Pork Expo, I talked with Dr. Trishel Carr, Senior Director of International Technical Affairs for the NPPC. Our conversation came just days after a Vietnamese delegation visited Des Moines to sign Memoranda of Understanding aimed at strengthening trade relations. Dr. Carr says the agreements are a promising step forward and reflect Vietnam's interest in expanding its partnership with the U.S. She adds that this kind of engagement gives real hope for sustained growth in the region.
So we would like to expand access into Southeast Asia. Vietnam is our number one priority right now. Now we are working very closely with the U.S. government on potential negotiations for expanding into that market. So we're hopeful and we're excited. I believe the Vietnamese were actually here in Iowa earlier this week. So I think there's been some potential commitments on buying pork and soybeans and other commodities. So we are we're feeling hopeful. We're excited about the possibilities for new opportunities.
Now, even though Vietnam is smaller in size compared to many of our other trading partners, its dense population and strong demand for variety cuts make it an ideal market for American pork. Dr. Carr talks about how these markets are really helping us get more value out of our hogs.
So for us, you have to think of a lot of these countries in Asia are wanting variety meats, which also you can interchangeably say offal. There are things that we don't eat here in the United States, so those tend to be great markets for us. China, for example, is a huge market for our variety meats, and so that's essentially it. Like, they're eating things that we don't eat here, and so it just makes a greater opportunity for us.
While the tariff situation hasn't necessarily been ideal, it has opened the door to meaningful conversations with countries already engaged in broader trade discussions.
The tariffs are actually allowing countries to come into the U.S. to negotiate with the administration. But what we're also noticing is as they're coming in to talk about the tariffs, they're coming in to talk about the non-tariff barriers that are being put up. And so they're asking for specific meetings. Their ministries, their pork associations are asking for meetings with us and other barnyard groups to talk about the non-tariff barriers. Honestly, a lot of issues that we've been dealing with for years, and we haven't really gained any traction on, but the tariff piece is actually helping us on the non-tariff barrier side as far as like opening up the conversations and, again, hopefully to gain some momentum and new opportunities.
Beyond Vietnam, the NPPC is watching the growing trade relation with the United Kingdom and also looking for expansion into Oceania. The pork industry is actively working to expand new markets, strengthen emerging relationships, and reinforce long-standing partnerships. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.